away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we think that I've already made this dua so many times, I don't need to make it again. Or that I've made this dua and it hasn't been answered yet, what more will it do if I mention it now? And so we pass up an opportunity for dua, whether it be a special time or any other time in our day. And the Imam says, don't pass up any opportunity for dua, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden the answering of his prayers in calling out. And the more a person calls out to Allah, the more a person asks Allah for what we need, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look upon that person with favor. The answering of a prayer, it has its own wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, which is separate from our horizon. Our horizon is simply, I want something or I feel I need something, and so I want Allah to fulfill it for me or to make it possible for me. But Allah, from His horizon, He looks at what is in our long-term spiritual health and best interest. It may not be what we are thinking of. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will answer the prayer. He is there, He is listening, but it may not be on our schedule. It may not be according to our time frame. It will be somewhere among the prayers that we make. We shouldn't think that any opportunity is too insignificant or too small. وَأَخْفَى وَلِيَّهُ فِي عِبَادِهِ فَلَا تَسْتَغِرَنَّ عَبْدًا مِّنْ عَبِيدِ اللَّهِ فَرُبَّمَا يَكُونُ وَلِيَّهُ وَأَنْتَ لَا تَعْلَمُ. And then fourth, Imam Ali says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden His wali, or His closest friends and His confidants, among the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't look at any believer and say that that is somebody who is insignificant, who is small, who is not worthy of my attention or my respect or my favor. And then we might not realize it, but that might be one of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the awliya of Allah, of course, it refers first and foremost to His prophets and the awsiya, or the successors of the prophets. But more broadly, it refers to any of those people who have reached a level of piety and a spiritual rank where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers them to be His close friends and His near and dear human beings, whose prayers He answers, whom He looks upon with favor. And so if a person offends one of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He becomes angry, even if that wali does not become angry. That person might not pray against one, but if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a special love or attachment to a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become angry on behalf of that person. And then, of course, if a person is a trusted friend of Allah, their dua and their prayer is answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it has a special blessings. So if we ignore the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aside from the Prophet and the Imams, we run those two risks. On the first hand, we might be deprived of their prayers and their blessings. They're asking Allah for forgiveness on our behalf, which will be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, we may offend them, or we may cause them hurt or pain, and without realizing it, we will cause Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to look at us with anger and to look at us with disfavor. So Allah has hidden His awliya among His servants. There is not always a title, a name, a worldly rank that a person will have that will tell you this is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is somebody who is especially favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are certain signs of piety, of worship, of devotion, but they are not always going to be visible, and they will not always coincide with a worldly rank. And so the Imam says, whenever you see a believer, whenever you see a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَا تَسْتَغِرَنَّ عَبْدًا مِّنْ عَبِيدِ اللَّهِ. Don't think that any servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is below being honored and respected by you, because that might be a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose prayers will benefit you, whose anger will cause Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be angry with you. So we see in these four instances that the pleasure of Allah is hidden among good deeds. The anger of Allah is hidden among evil deeds. We don't know which it is that will cause us to be worthy of the blessings or to be worthy of His anger. Answering of prayers is hidden among when we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the awliya of Allah, the closest friends of Allah, they are hidden among His servants. We don't know who it is, and they may not have any outward sign, but they might be the close ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose prayers are looked on with special favor. Therefore, we have to approach all of our actions, our prayers, our fellow believers with humility. And we should have the attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He knows what will be in our best interest and we don't know. We shouldn't think that everything is a simple formula that we plug into and make my dua tonight and it will be answered and then I am done with it. But it should be a means for us to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to realize our dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our need for Allah. If we recognize our need that we have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of our actions and our interactions in life, that will be a sign that we are true believers and that we are on the path of salvation. Salawat. And one final hadith, this is also one of a series of a hadith that we have about what is recommended for us to pay attention to, and that is the importance of the wilaya of Ahlul Bayt for the proper performance of our acts of worship. This is not something that is simply a part or an additional part of our faith that is outside of the essential definition of Islam. But it is part of the essential reality of Islam to recognize the leadership that is sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order for our outward acts of worship to have meaning. Because those outward acts of worship, they are to take us to a certain destination. They are to take us to a certain realization, and they are to take humanity to a certain destination. That can only take place if humanity recognizes the divinely appointed leadership that has been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the Prophet of Islam. So one of these ahadith, it is in the form of an explanation of a verse of Quran. This hadith is narrated from Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salatu wassalam. The Imam recited a verse of Surah Taha in which Allah says, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. Verily, I will show forgiveness to a person who turns penitently and then has iman and does good deeds and then is guided. And the Imam says, do you not see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the stages of being worthy of forgiveness in this verse? He put conditions. He didn't say that simply tawbah, penitence, and iman and amal salih would be sufficient. Right? We would think that if you have penitence to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you have belief and you do good deeds, that is what you would need to be worthy of the mercy and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Imam says that notice that Allah did not suffice with these three attributes hatta ihtada, until He said that the person has to find hidayat, has to find the path. That is when a person will be worthy or will have a claim to Allah's mercy. Wallahi law jahida an ya'mala ma qubila minhu hatta yahtadi. That if a person made strenuous efforts to do good deeds, but they did not have that guidance, then it would not be accepted from them until they achieved that guidance, until they were able to find the straight path. The narrator says that who is it that we are to be guided to, or where are we to be guided to? And then the Imam replied, Ilayna. They must find guidance, they must be able to find the Imams, and then they will be worthy of Allah's mercy. So this hadith that reminds us that the completion of iman and having a claim to Allah's mercy, it is not simply a matter of having an intention that is pure or having an iman in the Prophet and the rituals or the teachings that he brought, but it also requires reaching the truth and attaining that ma'rifah or that hidayat towards the Imams. If a person does